Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. It is time for the 2025 G-Bag of the Year. Every evening at this time, Lucius plays the champ and the challengers. And if you make it to five-time or honorary five-time status, you then become eligible for the G-Bag of the Year. And today's the big day, so congratulations if you're tuning in. You got lucky. Okay. Segment is brought to you by the On Time Experts. We'll have more NFL wildcard discussion coming up here for you at 6 o'clock, a Friday news dump, and more. Without further ado, with your nominees for the G-Bag of the Year, here's Lucius.
Big Godzilla! Big Godzilla. Hey, look, we're doing G-Bag of the Year for 2025.
How about
when
that?
January is still in the single digits.
Yes, sir.
New record.
We're coming up, baby.
On the spot.
Yeah, this is G-Bag of the Year for 2025. How you folks doing? I hope you're having a good Friday. Be safe out there. We've got about 14, 15 cuts. One is missing. I really hate that it's missing. We'll get to that later. But all right, let's start it off because we have a lot to do with right here. January 20th, we got our first winner in January 20th of 2025, AI Jerry Jones. Why did you fire Coach McCarthy?
I fired Mike McCarthy because he looks like a pork chop. And I hate that big-ass play call sheet he holds during games. We all know it's a Perkins menu.
Damn.
I'm not even sure we need a coach. Hell, maybe we already have a coach in mind. Maybe he's sitting right in front of you, half drunk on Johnny Walker Blue with only an Egg McMuffin in his belly and a pocket full of Dinger pills. Maybe he's 82 years old and needs his ass wiped from time to time, depending on how much Salisbury steak he's ate. Look, I'm going to do things my way, and my way is terrible. But if you don't like it, then tough said the kitty, but the milk kept coming.
Hey,
listen, I'm never going to die, mother. I drink 8 ounces of hog's blood every day, and I'm a vampire feeding off mass disappointment.
Yeah.
So learn how to accept meaningless primetime games forever. What I'm looking for in our next head coach is someone that values analytics, lets me take he and his wife to a Hojo's and sit in the cuck chair.
Hojo's. Good Lord.
Meaningless games forever.
It is.
It's amazing.
Genius. It was the year of AI, wasn't it?
It was. It was. It was. All right, let's go to January 28th. Bobby Belt and Sean Sharif go back and forth about Coach McCarthy. Coach McCarthy was tearing his family apart. Here we go.
By the way, Mike McCarthy is reporting that weather delays have prevented him from interviewing with the New Orleans Saints.
Mike McCarthy has a social media account?
I mean, he has several reporters that he feeds that information to that have since reported
right,
it this
so
morning.
What is the real report?
There are several reporters saying, hey, Mike McCarthy's definitely interested in, the Saints are definitely interested in, weather has gotten in the way. So,
but why do you have to be so childish
I'm
and
saying,
petty about it?
I'm saying. And
now,
I'm telling you.
Why do you have to be like
there's nothing
so
petty
bitchy
about it?
About
I'm just
it.
Saying. It's great.
Like,
it's
he's gone. You won.
I assume it's Laura
Oakman. Why are you still just
it?
Whiny and cheap about it?
What do you mean cheap?
You already won. Yeah. What are you being so petty about it for?
I'm just saying. It's the report that's out there.
Like, just celebrate it and be calm and cool and poised.
This is me celebrating
No, you're being
right
freaking
now.
Petty and annoying about it.
I love it.
You want to get punched in the freaking face?
Fight.
Be poised.
What do you mean cheap? Like, that's for Drew Bobby. You don't care about
what do you
anything
mean cheap?
Else. What do you mean cheap?
She
mean
two lines in there. You want to get punched in the freaking face.
Freaking face.
Oh, my gosh, man. All right, February 7th. Mr. Broadus right here. Uh-oh. I was talking about sleeping bags, and I don't know why I titled this Broadus is like that kid Seth from Superbad. I haven't heard this in a long time, so here we go.
I would have gone and bought a sleeping bag from, like, Dick's or one of those sporting goods stores and just said, here, listen, just get in that. If you get cold, you know.
Zip it up.
Zip it up,
bag.
Yeah. I can't. I just can't be sick, you know.
Well, speaking of Dixon Sports, Big L to okay. all of us, we lost.
I knew you were going to do something with that.
Well, we lost.
I was thinking of another sporting goods store, and I couldn't think of another name, like Oshman's or something like
Sports
that.
Sports Authority Academy. Sports,
I couldn't, yeah. And it Dix immediately came into my mind. Pause.
Pause. Said, yeah. You said pause. It with your mouth. That was your mouth that said that.
You tried to slow down, so I felt you know.
Oh, you and KG. Dix immediately came into my mind. I love Dix, huh?
You are crazy.
Dix Sporting Goods.
Oh, my gosh.
Best of the best right there.
Should just shut up.
We want more of that. Man. Keep talking. Yeah.
Hold on, let me put a little asterisk by that one right there on my
list. Writing him down, Lucian.
Yeah, me too. All right, let's go to February 21st. February has some action in here. Had two winners, man, just like January. Nice. Bussing on each other. The Fan After Dark.
Yeah, Fred and Blake.
Fred and Blake.
Their lane.
Oh, yeah, it really was. The four-hour argument. Blake was dealing with the fan texter. It was not feeling him, and it just got crazy.
682 is not dating me. Blake, I'm starting to not like you. I'll finish.
What a thing to say.
On Valentine's Day.
What a thing. Man, why? What'd he say?
I loved you when you started.
Okay.
But you got to stop being a hater. You smash on Fred, and he's pretty non-objective despite being a KC native.
Oh, we got a Fred Truther on there.
Okay. Yeah, we got Fred's burner on here.
First of all, hey, look. Yeah, thanks. But... That's what, but I mean, we both bust on each other. Every.
I gotta leave the show. No way you just said that.
No way.
I love it, man.
Blake's reaction was great.
First of all,
that was good.
Oh my God. Fred on that ramp, bro.
Yeah.
Fred on that ramp is so good. I'm not gonna hear it again. Rewind that champion sound boy.
Burner on here.
First of all, hey, look. Hey, thanks. But that's what. But I mean, we both bust on each other.
That ramp, bro.
Explains the chemistry.
But
bouncing on the runway a little bit. Yeah. I love that. All right, let's see here. Go to March. The Ides of March. The final countdown right here. Coach Balsack said bye to us.
Oh.
What one final Coach Balsack.
Coach Balsack is here one more time to say what the hell is going on with the Dallas Cowboys. They suck. Yeah. 7-10 and nothing gets done there. And then they're all in. Yeah, right. You know what's all in? Nothing, Corey.
Okay.
Shut the hell up.
All right.
I'm sick of this crap. And I'm sick of the Dallas Cowboys. Nothing works.
Yeah.
Nothing works with this organization. And Jerry's there drinking on his Miller Lights. I think that's the sponsor of the Cowboys. I forget. It's some sort of beer that they sip on their bus in Indianapolis. Start paying attention to the players there. And start picking better players.
Sheesh.
Shut up!
Yeah.
That was good.
It's a pretty good drop in there. I never noticed, but now I do. Hold on here.
Nothing works!
Yeah.
So good right now.
Nothing works!
Preview of the new studio there. It was clairvoyant there from Baski.
He knew.
By the way, I figured out the hack over here with the thermostat. If it gets too cold, turn it off and open the door.
That's what you gotta do.
We're getting the air from the hallway. Hallway air is like 75, and here it's 65. It hits a middle point.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
my hands are cold, but my chest is sweating.
It's wild weird in here. And they had the air guys in for hours yesterday.
I seen
trying to troubleshoot this.
I seen them. Their heads were in their hands, and they were just all stressed out.
Why isn't this working? Yeah.
You guys all right?
I don't know, bro. You tell the boss.
Yeah. Hey, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 530.
Each weekday at 530, Gavin, Lucius, and the guys bring you the G-Bag of the Day.
Thank you.
Lucius.
Happy birthday, Lucius.
Yeah, I'm Dominican now, buddy. Dominican. Okay, Knicks. We got here. Hold on. Where's that okay next? I thought I had that drop. Sorry, everybody. But there's a great. Oh, here it is. Okay, next.
Okay, Knicks.
Okay.
That was what brought us in negotiations with the Knicks and the Mavs over Jalen Brunson.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what brought us in.
Okay, Knicks.
At the negotiation table. Had about enough of y'all. Let's go to April 4th. Bobby Bell, diss track Peyton. Wait. I wasn't here for this. I think I was on vacation during this situation. Bobby Belt, not like us.
Oh yeah, Peyton, this is when he got mad at us.
Oh, this was the diss track.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was not here for this. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Mussing on the beat, how?
Peyton on the cheap, yo. Free those spending cash figures. We need zero. Hands down, I'll take Tommy Sledger, even Rego. Failing all the way through Cross. Hey, Joey, where did he go? What's up with this old phony ass loser and his drama? The industry can hate me. F*** him, go see my mama. How many flaws you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna slash all his money. I'm gay plocking. Play the clip and hide the eye roll of Sean watching. Sometimes you gotta stop down and show better. Certified board op man, take producer out your damn LinkedIn.
Damn.
Walk him out, bro, fine, you know that he been phoning in. Throw him then, just like fish, Richie Grigo in them. Say, Pate, I hear you kinda dumb.
Oh.
Don't even know how to make a woman.
Oh!
Any chick that talks to him and they
wait
in love.
A minute.
Just know that you'll only fit in the tub. Tim tells me Choppy just can't handle when Sean's not around. And that's why Chi-Chi hanging with us at the firehouse. And Choppy never showers. What's that all about? Toxic masculinity. Toxic from the waist down. Wah, 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 wah. Bob, fuck them up.
Yeah.
Wah, 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 wah. They just kind of sus. Why y'all looking so sad? Can't you fight, man? Trying to clap back, but you only use your right hand.
Damn.
These boys is sus. These boys is sus. These boys is sus.
I like that. These boys is
man,
sus.
I can get why he was so mad now at us. I really
so
can.
Good.
That should have been a fight. Yeah, that was incredible.
That's worthy.
It is worthy
of the G-Bag of the Year.
That was unreal.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Very talented guy there.
Man,
that Adderall
good.
Starts kicking in.
Yeah.
Double up sometimes for him.
He's like limitless, bro.
He is. Dude. The Adderall makes him limitless. It 100% does.
Facts.
That's that ashwagandha, bro.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
My gosh, that ashwagandha feel like limitless sometimes. Okay, let's go to May 13th. May 13th. Bully Woolchuck. Bully Melrose.
Bully Melrose.
Woolchuck did a Bully Melrose. This is for the stars right here.
Mm-hmm.
Optimistic. Strange. My man was optimistic.
Count on me, L.A. King Stanley Cup champion Barry Melrose. I'm telling you, Game 7, get Miro out there, boys, all right? Get him back
here. I don't want a Game 7.
Well, I know I don't want a Game 7 either here, Brian, all right?
I don't want a Game 7.
None of us want a Game 7, Brian.
I don't want a Game 7.
All right? It's freaking obvious. Get home. Don't come home and have to go ahead and play a Game 7. Oh. Nobody wants that, Brian.
Get his ass, Barry.
Everybody wants to win Game 6, Brian. We want to end the series tonight, Brian, but if you have to.
Was that a little Canadian accent?
If you have to, pick the board.
It's Barry Dan Melrose.
Good old Petey.
It is Barry Melrose.
Petey's undefeated in Game 7, Brian.
Right. Barry Melrose.
Petey's undefeated, and they're going to get Miro back there. It's going to be incredible. Game 7 at the AAC. The barn's going to be a rocket.
I think that's Bully Melrose, actually.
I can't say anything to that.
But we're not going to have to worry about it. They're not going to need Robo. They're not going to need Miro. This thing's going to end tonight. Game 6.
Let's go.
Gwendolyn Duchesne. Shane, they're going to get it done. Otters pitching the shutout. Screw you, Kale McCarr. Screw you, Nathan McKinnon. You boys ain't got bleep on us. Texas hockey, baby. Let's go.
I like how Melrose became a Stars homer.
that was Texas hockey.
Let's do it, boys.
Do it for the States.
And that was pre-espresso.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's all natural.
Bye.
Dude. Captain Obvious.
Oh, man. AJ bow down. I'll be good. That's right. We drop hits. Tell me how nasty can you get. Let's go to July 14th. Man, ooh. July was on fire. You boys are on fire in July. Brian Broaddus.
Oh, no.
Why did I title this question so long you would have thought it was edited by AI?
What?
Long ass question from Broadus right
oh,
here.
Oh, this is for Jared, yeah.
Hey, Jared, maybe it's me just kind of thinking this, and I don't know if it's true or not, but you're there every night, and I listen to you every night with the broadcast. Are the Rangers having problems with the bottom of opponents' lineups of getting those guys out?
Yeah, well, last night they did.
I mean, I know it's probably a weird question to ask, but it just what do I feel like that the last few games and stuff that we've seen some issues with, they haven't been able to get 7, 8, 9. I know last night 7 and 8 were a big problem, but I was just wondering if is there something I'm missing there? I'm trying to kind of feel like that why is the bottom of the lineup like? Because I was listening to you last night. You're like,
yeah.
Well, here's the 212 hitter, and all of a sudden it's base hit, you know, and you're like going, damn, you know, Jared's trying to tell us there's a possibility here that they can get a ground ball and play this thing. They're playing in the middle of the infield for two and that kind of stuff. And I just feel like, why is the bottom of the lineup killing me right now?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Maybe it's just this one game, but I just kind of felt like there's been other games where – they just haven't gotten through that part.
Yeah.
Again?
Four. That's like a KT drop interview there,
that
bro.
That was awful. that was awful.
As soon as you think it's done, man, he's got more in the tank.
It just got like he and I were at a bar talking. I just kept going.
That was epic.
This right here caused some controversy, but controversy sells, fam. Controversy sells.
Uh-oh.
July 22nd, we got a combo situation. Mm. Texas Ranger Rowdy Tellez.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Gavin. I'm just play it.
I'm doing good, guys. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, yeah, it is great to have you. And they say everything is bigger in Texas, so I guess you're fitting right in, huh? Is that the story?
Fitting right in.
I guess so. I mean,
wait a minute, I'm time out. Fitting right in, bro. Did you do that on purpose?
You knew.
My God.
I thought he could have some fun with it. I was told he was a fun guy.
I did not see that the first time.
I was misled.
That went by me the first 5 times.
Yeah, I never noticed it either.
Fitting right in.
I'm doing good, guys. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, yeah, it is great to have you. And they say everything is bigger in Texas, so I guess you're fitting right in, huh? Is that the story?
I guess so. I mean, I'm built more like an offensive lineman than a first baseman, but I guess it works.
Now, seriously, though, how many brisket sandwiches are you in right now? Had yourself a brisket sando yet, Rowdy?
No, I live here, so I'm...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wait, I like how you asked the question dead air, then you asked it again.
You go, no, seriously, no, though.
Seriously,
fat ass. How many brisket sandwiches have you had?
You can't hide it, bro. You can't hide it, man.
Now, seriously, though, how many brisket sandwiches are you in right now?
What?
Had yourself a brisket sando yet, Rowdy?
Get that bailed right there.
Have himself.
Eject.
Oh, my gosh. I did say that was a combo pack right here.
Yep.
We got more. Hold on.
The Rowdy name is pretty amazing. I mean, how do you feel like that has influenced your personality or your playing style at all?
No. It's out of my whole life. So it's just one of those that... I think growing up, I was actually kind of the opposite. I was pretty quiet and calm. And I think as I've gotten older, it opened up and I guess you could say embraced it a little more of what the word actually means.
I love it. I also love, I've seen the other nickname float around. I don't know if you've heard it. The Girthquake?
Yeah, I haven't heard that one. So that's new to me, but that's kind of funny.
That's pretty badass, is it? Now, you're from California and girthy as hell.
God.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I like that one.
He kind of sounded like he's about to cry.
Oh, my Lord.
It was oh, man.
So you from California, you girthy as hell.
I know what I'm not voting for.
I put an asterisk by it already.
Goodness, man. You can only imagine how much ice cream he had to eat to fill that emotional hole that interview caused.
Sitting on his couch.
No, but seriously.
Sad as hell.
Stupid G-bag.
Yeah.
Some stupid radio
I'll
show.
I'll show them.
They call me fat.
Yeah. I'll hit at least two more home runs the rest of this season.
They had think pieces and everything about that, y'all.
They did.
Yeah, they did. That went viral.
I say y'all went hard in July. July 29th, Brian Broad is glazing George Pickens.
See, yeah, I was going to ask you because I was a scout in the NFL for 13 years, and I've never seen anybody track the ball better than you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that goes back to the days of Georgia, and I'm watching. We all watch tape of you, and I'm like going, there's nobody that tracks the ball like this guy, and I've seen the great ones. But how do you pick that up? Because I can say I'm watching you. I'm like, when he's seeing this ball right off the hand.
Yeah.
So when does it like? I mean, you never lose track of it. No. Everybody else is losing track, but you.
Yeah. The key to it is looking up.
Up.
A lot of people
there you go.
Yeah, fools it. Up.
The key to it is you just look up at the ball. Just look up and catch it. That's the key to it.
Oh my gosh. Did you write that down too, Bronson? Look up.
Look up. No, I was like nodding like,
interesting.
Yeah.
I
fell in love that interview, though. He was awesome.
He was. Well,
he was good.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to August. Now, I don't know what date this actually hit, but 15th is when it was sent to me. Bobby goes off on Scott Braun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bobby. Bobby was in his bag.
Who's Scott Braun?
So he's the guy in foul territory that asked Rowdy about the interview and kind of called us out like we were shock jocks.
It's still going.
Yeah.
Still going.
Three-parter.
I told you, that controversy, buddy.
First off, if you think G-Bag was doing anything shock jockey instead of just kind of being dummies, then you just lack complete awareness is what this is. But here's the thing.
It's not a helping.
You know who's allowed to talk S about my family? Me. You know who's allowed to say to my brother, like, hey, you're being a bleeping idiot? Me. I'm allowed to do that. You know who's allowed to say G-Bag are being dumbasses in this interview? Me. We are. We all are. You know who's not? Scott Braun or anybody else who's, like, not in our group, isn't in our family. This dude, and then yesterday for him to come on Twitter and go, one of our producers who lives in the area sent me a clip from your show the other day. Thanks for that. Because look at his picture. That's how he talks.
Damn.
He goes, send me a clip the other day. Thanks for the shout out. It's an honor. Okay, so what are you God. Like? Are you trying to like tell him like, oh, I was listening. So just know that I'm listening to anything you say. And I told him, I replied. I said, if I'd known you were listening, I would have said more. So I'll go ahead and say it now. You look like Bobby. Dillard's cologne samples and Twitter bio pronouns, dude. You are a guy who puts. You look like a guy who puts Emmy winner in his LinkedIn job title.
Oh, yeah.
And edits his own Wikipedia page. And I only say that because I know that's exactly what you do. You edit your own Wikipedia page, and you have 4-time Emmy winner in your stupid bio. Now, I know you couldn't stay in the broadcast industry on your own since you got fired from MLB Network and NHL Network. You're the 2-time fired.
So
it's easier for you to think it must be because you're not a shock jock, that's why you couldn't stick in the industry on your own. But you don't have a job because you're not good enough. So, and I called around about you yesterday. I got a lot of friends in media, too.
I called around.
And there were a lot of people who wanted to talk about you. Okay, so I'll holster it for now because I know you're the exact type of person who's going to go, by the way, it sounds when somebody screen records that S for you again today. And so I'll have it for you with your little passive aggressive ego because it won't allow you to shut up. But just know people in the industry talk about you, and I'm sure you know what your reputation is. So take that dorky little chain off of your Twitter bio picture and like grow up and be an adult and do something for yourself instead of like leeching off of AJ Pierzynski.
I didn't
pathetic
see the
pathetic loser.
That's so good, man.
Bobby. That's the moment Bobby became my favorite guy.
That's
on the
a teammate
show.
Right there.
Such, what a year. Loser. Just a dominant year.
Really you. Was.
I told you.
We have a little breaking news here. The Commanders have an OC.
Hold on. Let me turn it down.
Sorry. Yeah, not Mike McDaniel.
Okay, not
That's
Mike McDaniel.
News. David Blau.
There we go.
Carrollton Creekview Zone.
Much better.
Local DFW legend. Kid.
Yeah.
That means Lunda Wells not going there either. So Lunda Wells will be staying in Dallas.
Cha-ching. It's a win.
Hey. Dude, this is season one, but we're up against this. So we're probably going to finish these last four on the other side.
Okay.
But while I was digging through trying to find these nominees for the year. Found this one. I love this.
We can buy Kyrie Elam.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm buying it.
But can I buy multiple depth guys or busty guys all arriving and fortifying you at the same time?
That's crazy, bro. That is nuts, dude.
Dude, that
you're
is
time out.
Wow, there was so much there. For the stupidity of buying Kyrie. Well, yeah.
In the spirit world that day.
Wow. All arriving and fortifying you at the same time.
That is great.
All right, so that's not one.
Yeah, it's
that's
not one.
Man, that's just a way to punctuate the hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we are in the midst of the G bag of the year. I think we got about 10 nominees in here. We got about four to go. You
about
say
three more? About three more.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to step aside. We'll come back on the other side and give you the rest of the nominees, and then do some voting. And we'll continue with your sports evening coming up next. As we're about 35 minutes now. I guess we're closer to 50 minutes. Did this game kick off last night at like 6:50?
Yeah, it's like a 45 start.
Okay, so we're under an hour away from Oregon and Indiana there in the semifinal, and we're back with hour number five, the conclusion of the G-Bag of the Year.